Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Jesus pronounced a blessing upon the poor in spirit. Only when we realize our spiritual needs can salvation be found. Jesus knew that the hearts open to his invitation would be from those who saw their sins and the plight of being a victim to temptation. Until and unless we know we are lost, being found isn't important.
My Redeemer, for the lost he came.
Who can wipe the tears from your eyes?
Help you realize.
Who can take your burdens and cares?
Ready now to share. Awesome is his name,
Jesus.
He always is the same. Jesus, my Redeemer, for the lost he came. The
invitation of Jesus is for every person. No one is left out. The gospel call of God through Jesus is universal. The Bible declares Jesus to be the Savior of the world. That does not mean he will save every single soul of man. He will not. He could save them. He is certainly willing to save them all. But not all will come to faith that leads to repentance. So, the gospel is offered as a means to eternal life and salvation from the condemnation from sin to all the world, but the blessing is reserved to those who accept it. Those blessed by God's love and grace are among those who are poor in spirit. Jesus gave this invitation, and it still stands today and will until he returns to earth to bring judgment. Come to me, he said, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. The poor in spirit are among those who feel the burden of sin, who are truly tired and worn from its weight upon the conscience. That is why Jesus pronounced the blessing upon the poor in spirit. they would be among those who would respond to God's grace and find relief in the bosom of the Lord. There would be a recognition of one's sins, making a separation from God and His wonderful blessings. The need for being rescued, redeemed, saved would be apparent to such men and women. How truly happy God makes those who find themselves safe in the arms of Jesus. God's holy word tells the truth about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. The contrast between the two are often shared so that we are without any excuse. We choose to be in God's kingdom by responding to the gospel of Jesus. I believe Jesus was saying in this first of his Beatitudes that those who respond to my message of love and grace are among those who are in God's kingdom. Why would anyone not respond? Why would anyone not want to respond to the grand offer of salvation? One of the answers is that of pride. When the Apostle John gave instructions for disciples of Christ not to love the world or anything in the world, he was speaking of the evil things that would consume our souls. In 1 John 2:16, this apostle describes for us the evil things of this world that prevent God's love from abiding within our hearts. He wrote, "For everything in the world, the craving of sinful men, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world." The pride of life was part of what led Mother Eve to eat the forbidden fruit. When Satan came in his deceitful ways, he told her that the fruit would make her to be like God. She would know things that she did not know without it. It would exalt her to a lofty place, loftier than she now had. And so she ate the fruit, partly because she would become wise. Satan used that same ploy with Jesus. He took him onto the top of the temple and tempted him to jump off, having the angels of God save him. In that way, he would prove himself to the people. The devil was again appealing to the pride of life, but Jesus didn't bite. He rejected the temptation, knowing that such a display would be putting God to the test rather than proving anything more to the people than he could do through his teachings and miracles. So what Satan does today is to fill our hearts with the pride of life. That's all he needs to keep God out. Pride doesn't allow us to admit failure. Being sinful is failing to do God's will. Can we make that confession? Pride will exalt our own goodness. The religious leaders of Jesus' day did so. He called them hypocrites because they were blinded to their own sins. They lived in a fantasy world of self-righteousness, so they didn't need saving. Are we so blinded today? Do we believe that salvation comes to us because we're good enough? Pride may be somewhat subtle. It may not be that we are boasting publicly of the good deeds we do, but it may be that we have a sense of security in them. Because of what we've done, salvation is ours. The poor in spirit become keenly aware of the need for grace, the need for being redeemed. Jesus is declared the only one who can be the satisfaction for our sins. He is the perfect Lamb of God. His sacrifice on Calvary's tree is the one that satisfies God. His blood is that which has been presented to God for the cleansing of humanity's sins. We need to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Satan's work is to disguise that truth. He seeks to blind us from our own needs and how that God will satisfy them. He makes us think we don't need it, thus making God's work of little importance to us. All have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. The soul that sins, it will die. Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. These are just a few of the many warnings from the Word of God that should make us fully aware of our need for salvation. Have you been thinking about salvation? I would hope this time spent sharing will direct your thoughts to this great need for us all. Am I lost? Have I been saved?
We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of
mercy and love at the feet of Jesus, and we cry, holy, 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 and we cry, holy, 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 and we cry, holy, 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 holy is the Lamb. We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet.
For tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.